Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that you could be paying over 80% more for your medications than your neighbors? Would you like to know how you could save up to 89% on your prescriptions? Well, you can visit Canada RX Shop Service Centers right here in Central Florida. Canada RX Shops are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call toll-free 800-967-4582 for the shop nearest you. You can also visit the website at CanadaRxShop.com. Canada RX Shops have a friendly, caring staff that will help you save big on your prescription drugs. There's no hidden fees. Their services do not cost you a penny. You don't have to make a road trip to Canada for Canadian discount prices. Remember, call toll-free 800-967-4582. Start saving bucks on your prescription drugs. Everybody's talking about it. Canada RX Shop is doing it. Call 800-967-4582.
Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.
Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
We want to welcome everybody to the show tonight, and it's a beautiful Wednesday night here in Florida, where our show is coming
beautiful. Streaming
out of, and we unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, don't have the hot temperatures that the rest of the country is experiencing.
I know. Well, it's hot down here.
It didn't seem as hot to me.
It was hot.
I'm in air conditioning all day.
Okay, I was in an office building where the air conditioner was broken.
I know.
And it was
95
degrees.
Yeah, that was
Well, no, it was only 85 degrees.
I didn't say
I'm
that
exaggerating.
Word. I'm sorry. Excuse me. That stinks. I need to make a little announcement. I hurt my back. We were all at the beach. Now, when I say this, I don't want you to think I was cool. We were at the beach surfing. I was not surfing. You were not surfing.
I was
we
not
were
surfing.
Watching our children
yes.
surf.
But we were in the deep water.
We were in the deep water. It was a really rough day, and it was really choppy, and
mm-hmm.
the waves were really one right after the other bad.
Right.
And we all got knocked out.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. The
we
waves
all got
took
wiped
us all out.
And when that wave came, we got knocked out, and I hurt my back pretty badly, and I just looked, I don't know, I had something with the vertebrae. They
your
did
vertebrae
x-rays
are
today.
Totally out of alignment.
My vertebrae is messed up, and so, you know, I go to a great chiropractor, and I'm doing my chakra bowls, and it's going to be okay. But I'm in a little bit of pain tonight.
Yeah, you're having trouble being in one spot.
Yes, I have to kind of keep sitting and standing and sitting and standing. So I think we're going to take the show down to probably an hour tonight. I'm going to try and do as many calls as we can.
But because of my comfort level and the fact that I want to take my pain meds and I don't want to take them while I'm doing readings because it's just it's not conducive to a good reading, obviously.
Yeah, being drugged out for your readings.
I know, but
interesting.
It would have been terrible readings.
They
would be interesting readings. Maybe there would be unicorns. I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe.
I can imagine.
So all I'm going to say is if you go to the beach, and you know what my chiropractor told me today?
What's that?
He said, you know how we can avoid this next time? And I said, no. And he said, take me to the beach with you. And I said, no. No, you can't come. I'm really proud of him. He is going to the Olympics. He does the work for the female Olympic weightlifting team.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah, so he's going to be at the Olympics. He'll be leaving not too far off because obviously they start on the 27th.
Cool.
So isn't that cool? And
does he get paid for that?
I don't know. I've never asked.
Because I know the people in the Olympics, they don't get paid.
Well, no, but no, they don't get paid. Let's put it this way. If you're the chiropractor for the Olympic team, you're good.
That
credibility,
what an advertisement.
And endorsement, right, exactly. He was also the chiropractor for a major league, baseball team, and also for, I think it was, UCF baseball team, and he also worked, I think, with the Orlando Magic. So, you know what?
That.
Let me give him a plug. His name is Matt Herba, and he's in
Winter
Springs, Florida. Oh, my gosh, I couldn't even think. That's where I live. It's so sad. I think there's some residual drug effect here. But anyway, he's a really good chiropractor. So if you ever need one, Matt Herba, great guy. All righty, so let's do this. Jessica, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I am.
Other than being really hot.
I was so hot today and sweaty, and I came to you after that.
You came to me.
I came to see you.
Yes.
Because I didn't really have time to go home.
Right.
And I just felt so sweaty.
I know. You came and you're like, do I smell?
You know, working and sweating.
I know. And then you get the whole flippy hair thing because it's the humidity.
Yeah, my hair is not good in humidity. Now, even though we live here.
I think your hair looks cute that way, but you don't like it because it flips.
I have one big flip on one side.
But no, you have flip on both sides today.
Great.
Because it was really hot.
I
look
like a flying nun with these wings.
Oh, yes, Mr. Petrell.
That's right.
There you go. We were going to have an interview for you this week, but after the wipeout at the beach, I couldn't go to the interview, so we don't have the interview.
Right.
I'm so pathetic.
You were disappointing everyone.
I am. It's because I have a, what did you say?
You have a delicate spine.
Delicate spine. You have a that's the only thing delicate.
Well, you've always had problems.
I've always had, yes.
You've always had problems.
Young, 10 years old, I started having difficulties.
Yeah.
And I continue to, but thanks to the chiropractor, I've had some pretty good years here.
Oh, you have.
So
you have.
I can't complain.
But you just have to be careful, and, you know, we were in rough waters. I mean, look at me. I got crashed into by a
surfboard. Yeah, that's a nasty bruise you got.
I have a giant bruise. I was very angry.
Both our daughters have, where their hip bones were on the board, have huge bruises, you know? I mean, because they were using fiberglass instead of foam.
So is it fun? No.
I don't know. But they wear them proudly. Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah.
They love. I noticed my daughter was taking her shorts and just kind of putting them down just a little bit.
Your daughter actually surfed. My daughter's boyfriend.
Your daughter's
board.
Boyfriend. What? Okay, your daughter is like the prima donna of surfing.
Yes.
Okay, so she makes her, this is, I'm going to tell the story and then we'll do our reading, I promise. She makes her boyfriend take the board out into the water, okay, and she follows him. She just swims, and then he takes the board out, then he holds the board, then she gets on the board, then he gets behind the board, and he waits for the right wave, and then he pushes. It's hysterical. It's so cute. And then she comes in, she gets off the board, then he has to swim, get the board, bring it back. It was so funny.
Because she's like, I can't do it. Well, it's so heavy.
It was hard. I don't even know how they got out there on those boards. It was so bad. It was nasty. It was not good. All right. Well, you know what? We've got Susie Q in the chat room. She's our chat room mom, and she always does such a great job each and every week. So we want to thank her once again, as always, for doing this. And Susie will, if you ask a question in the chat room, we always try to answer it. Sometimes we don't always get to all of them because we've got, you know, a lot of people don't realize we've got over 100 lines where people call in, 100 different openings and slots. And so we try to get to each and every one, but sometimes, I mean, obviously we can't get to 100 calls.
Right.
And so...
Well, our producer is working today.
Yes,
so.
We have our producer is on tonight, so that's really helped a lot. And we're going to go ahead and take the first caller right now so we get right to it. There we are. Okay, I think I've got Karen on the line. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
From Canada. Wonderful.
Yes.
So what can I help you with, A?
A?
A? I had to say it.
You got it, girl.
Okay.
And we're
good.
Not even aware we say that.
Really? Yeah, no. You know, you may have heard the commercial in the beginning, Canada Erect Shop, which is a business that my husband owns. So I was introduced to the A part. I do business with Canada all the time, and so they do say A all the time.
Yeah, it's something you don't even know you're saying it, and then you catch yourself and say, oh, my goodness, I did say that.
Yeah,
exactly. I have no idea where that came from.
Yeah. Well, tell me how I can help you this beautiful Wednesday night.
Well, thank you for asking. And I'm on my spiritual journey, and I'm just feeling like I have something that blocks me from being big in my world. And I mean, with all I've been studying, I'm due getting that it is something from my past, and I don't know if it's my past life or if it's just something in my childhood, but it is, and I do feel it is something that's stopping me from moving forward.
Okay. Let me ask you a question or two. I feel like one of the things that you're really looking for most and foremost is peace. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what they're telling me. It's not like you're looking to recreate the world, or you're just looking for that peaceful place where you can just kind of, I don't know how to, it's like nirvana. It's like finding that hammock in the perfect spot on that perfect afternoon where it's not too hot and not too cold and just perfect. And I'm going to say one of the things is that you have to remember that you have to find love radiating from everything. And what I mean by that is everybody has that fire, that light within them. And sometimes we have to peel back a lot of layers to find it. And I think that is a process in and of itself. So what I would suggest is when you meet people, and I have somebody that's on the line tonight who's listening to the show, and I know she can associate herself with this. When you meet people, do you find their light? Do you look for their light, or do you just see the surface at first?
I actually look for the light, and I silently say namaste to them.
Beautiful.
Because I realize they are a version of God, and however that shows up.
Right. Okay. So what I don't know why they're showing me this, but they're saying you're not always finding the light, and I don't know what that means. As far as, because you're telling me you are finding the light, but they're telling me you're not always finding the light. So that's the first thing I have to tell you. But then the other thing I want to ask you is that I sense that you're on a journey, but you're not quite sure where that journey's leading, and you're allowing your spiritual journey to go where opportunity takes you. But I feel like there's a little bit of a lack of direction in that as well. Is that true?
Huge, huge.
Yeah, okay. You want to do something good that helps others?
Yes.
But you don't know what that is?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. So in those situations, and I see this a lot, there's one of two things that are going on. One, you kind of do know what you want to do, but you don't know if you have the abilities to do it. Is it that?
No.
Okay. Then two, you truly don't have a focus. In other words, you know you want to do something good, but it's such a vast thing. What could you do? I know there's so many different things. You have to do, and I'm going to give you some sage advice here. You're going to laugh at this. Find something you love to do, and then find a way that you can do it and also make a living at it. Because you have to make a living, correct?
Well, I'm doing a lot of what I love, but there's no money coming in at all.
Okay.
And that's where the stress is coming in.
Okay, so would it be awkward for me to ask over the phone what you do?
No, that's fine. I'm an artist and I do murals. And because I was struggling with the money, which was self-worth, and charging for what I did, I started another business. And same thing is when I step forward to be a leader, I'm not getting any response. So I stepped back from that and went back into doing my murals and decorating. And I'm busy, but there's no money coming. And so now I've completely Now I'm confused.
Okay. Well, okay. So you love to do murals, but you also, what kind of, do you do a specific kind of mural, or do you do just whatever somebody wants?
Whatever somebody wants.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. You are on a spiritual journey. You have a real connection to the spirit world, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And my murals are intuitive.
Okay. So are you advertising that?
No.
Hmm.
I'm not.
Isn't that funny?
Yes. The jobs I get are all word of mouth. That's funny that you just said that. That's hello.
Yeah. I mean, it, right, because you're sitting there saying, wow, that makes total sense, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, if I had that gift, it's something that I would be offering, because I would love to be able to have the ability to bring out my intuitive gift in art. And you can do that. And so few people have that ability. It's such a rare combination. So it would seem to me that you just haven't fine-tuned your niche. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now my suggestion would be to go ahead and put up a website. They're very inexpensive to do. You can go through GoDaddy. And for literally $10 a month, you can have a website up and going, and you can have different intuitive murals, pictures of different ones that you've done. I'm sure you've taken pictures, even if iPhone pictures are great. And you can load them up, and then you can have some capture information. And I'm going to tell you that is so inexpensive to do. You can have autoresponders, everything built in for that $10 a month. You can't beat it.
Wow.
And now you're filling a niche. Doesn't that make sense?
That totally makes sense. That
Good.
Totally makes sense. Thank you so much. Because that was my hesitation, is that, well, am I supposed to be doing something different? But when I try something different, it's the deer in the headlight look. So I'm thinking, okay, well.
No, this is what you do.
This is what I
do. Yeah,
and
if you weren't to do it, you'd be stifling yourself.
And that's what I feel. Because the other one was a nutrition business, and I used my products and lost 80 pounds and totally changed thinking. Well, now that I speak from integrity, they can see what I'm saying is true.
Right.
They see that what I'm saying is true, but they're not wanting to follow. Do you know what I mean? Or they're not willing to accept what I have to gift to help them.
And
but
do you want to know why? Because
why?
You're honest. You're honest. Let me tell you, when it comes to losing weight, people, unfortunately, the advertisers of the world have made it look like there's this magic bullet or this magic pill or this magic formula. And you and I and many of our listeners know, Jessica, you know, there's no magic to losing weight. There's what you put in and what you exert out and then what's left, right?
Exactly.
So it's really a matter of what you're eating, and there is no magic, and it's hard work. But if you stick to it with the proper nutrition, it can be a very effective way to get healthy. But most people want to, you know, so you could tell them the way that you did it, which was the honest, true, and sincere way and really worked, but they're going to go for all these products and programs and pills that they see on infomercials because they're looking for the quick fix. But nobody gained weight overnight. They're not going to lose it overnight either.
No, exactly. And they'll try it for a month, and then they decide to reinvent the wheel and go right back, and then my heart breaks because I can see that they've, you know, done something, and then they change it. And it's like, then I'm, you know, feel sad because I, you know, thought I was helping them, and then you can't help people who don't want to be helped. And so then comes the struggle, and I'm thinking, I don't want any more struggle in my life. I don't want to have to convince. I want to help. I want to be of service. I want to bring joy and bliss. And you're right, my art does that, and why am I not doing that?
Right. And I think it was maybe a line you didn't want to cross, maybe a little bit of an uncomfortableness in crossing that line, saying I'm an intuitive painter, an intuitive muralist. But it's time to do that, because it's like owning your own faith or owning your belief in spirituality. You have to own it. Jump in with both feet and see what happens. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. I'm so thrilled you called in. Please feel free to stay on the line and listen to the show, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Diddy. Namaste.
You're welcome. God bless. Namaste.
God bless.
Well, she was delightful, wasn't she?
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's funny. It seems like, you know, she's like, well, why didn't I think of it? But the truth is,
it's so hard to see. You're
so
have.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why it's so nice sometimes to have a third party that you can just call and say, hey, you know, give me some ideas here. I think we're all one idea away from being in our happy place.
Well, you're right.
It's true, right? You know, there's so many wonderful things that we can do. Okay, so we're going to take a short break because, you know, I need to clear after each reading, and then we'll go ahead and do another one. We'll be right back.
Love is only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. A love was out to get me, and that's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Put out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. The more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid. Put out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
All right, that is the Monkees, and we like the Monkees because
they're cute.
Because they were cute and hot and hanging on posters on all teenage girls' bedroom walls because we love our hot guys. Okay, I want to say that Jessica, I don't want to say this. I can't say this. Never mind. I can't say it on the air. Never mind.
Now that you brought my name into it.
Yeah.
Jessica's so smart and clever. That's what you wanted to
there's
say,
new,
right?
No, there's a new... there's somebody that somebody wants to introduce you to.
Really?
Yeah, and I think we have to work on that. Yeah, we have to work on that, yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah. You'll
have to fill me in.
I will fill you in. There's somebody that somebody wants to introduce you to, and I think it's a good idea.
Somebody that somebody wants to introduce you to. Mysterious.
That does sound mysteriously odd, doesn't it? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. I see Reverend Jay. Hey, hey, it's Reverend Jay.
Hey.
He just jumped into the chat room. Jay read two of the bits of material. Fantastic. Haven't read the third, but I will before Saturday. You haven't been on the show, but you're going to find out that when I come Saturday, I'll be walking very gingerly because I messed up a vertebrae.
Have a couple days. Maybe it'll really loosen up by then.
Yeah, maybe it'll be like a miracle. Yes. Miracles do happen. I'm hoping for one right now. That's for sure. There we go. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to take another caller right now. And it looks like, who do we have on the line here? Oh, and that's right, Jay Kandureka. Yes. You know what? I'm going to let you do that on Saturday, Jay. That's a fantastic idea.
Do what?
Reiki.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gonna have him.
What does that do?
Reiki healing. It's a healing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to let him do that. That's a great idea.
To Reiki and Reiki.
They're not going to rake me, but if he wants to gather leaves, that's fine. As long as he helps my back, I'm good to go.
Because you're taking his leaf rake and running it up and down your body.
Maybe we should go to Chopstick Lady again. No, I don't want to do that. I'm sticking with my chiropractor. Okay. I want to welcome Barbara to the show. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you, and where are you calling from?
I am calling from Massachusetts.
Oh, beautiful state. And how are you doing this evening? It's hot up there, right?
Actually, a storm just went through, a rainstorm, and it cooled everything down.
Amen. It's been crazy hot. I know.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
Now, how can
I
help you?
The music, the intro to your show reminds me when I was about 7 years old, and I have my bowl of cornflakes, and I'm sitting on the floor watching Davy and Goliath and all the Christian cartoons that would come on Sunday morning.
Do you know that was the only cartoon on early Sunday mornings? Mm-hmm. And I'm not a good sleeper, and it used to come on at like 5:30 or 6 in the morning.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I used to get up and watch it, too, every Sunday morning.
Yes.
How neat.
And,
well, I'm glad you
enjoyed
it. And
then we had like the Christian cartoons afterwards. And
They were the best. I know. And I used to love those. I used to just feel so good watching those as a kid.
Yeah.
It was so much better than the Acme Coyote guy dropping dumbbells on people, you know?
Isn't that the truth?
It is, really.
That is so true.
Yeah, exactly.
I miss that. They need to bring that back. They need to really bring that back.
I wish that, you know, I wonder if I don't.
Those were the little play figures.
Yeah, they were like, I mean, they were just so great, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, it was just, you always felt good. You always started your day feeling good because there was always some wonderful
absolutely.
Moral message.
Yeah.
I loved it. I just absolutely.
Thank you for
most people don't remember that you could only watch television up until about, I think, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
At night. And it was shut off. That was it. There was no other.
It's so true. And I can remember one of the neatest times I used to go to my cousins, Regina and Robin, and we'd go up to like upstate New York to our aunts' houses. And they'd let us, all us kids would hang out in this one house and sleep there. And all the adults would sleep because the whole families were Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All right, so we'd all stay up until like the channel went over. That was like the core.
Usually around midnight or
it was
1
around
o'clock.
1, usually I think 1, sometimes 2 o'clock at night.
If
but
Johnny
boy.
Johnny Carson was over at what time?
I think Johnny was an hour and a half, wasn't he, back then? Yeah. And then they had one more show, and then the channel would go off. Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't switch channels to find anything because it was like off.
I know. That was it. It was done. And then what do you do if you couldn't sleep? I remember
oh,
we would go to sleepover and be like, couldn't sleep. What do we do? Well, okay, raid the refrigerator. You know? All right, Barbara, how can I help you tonight?
Well, I am actually have made a decision to move to another state and really start my life over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about this. And, you know, I feel that there's going to be a new relationship. Just everything is going to be fresh and new. And when I made that decision, a relationship that I have not, I thought the door was closed on it for about 5 years. I just felt like the energy of this individual seemed to be coming in very strongly. I'm thinking very much about him. And as far as I'm concerned, the relationship is over. The emotional attachment is over. And I'm just curious as to why this energy is coming back so strongly.
I'm going to tell you why. Because you've made the decision to move. You've made the decision to change your life. But there's still a part of you that is a little bit fearful. And so this is almost a self-sabotage. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what's happening. It's kind of like your kind of subconscious is throwing this out there saying, but wait, there's this attachment, and so maybe it's not, maybe you should wait, maybe you shouldn't do this, maybe you should. And it's the way your body is kind of preventing you from moving forward by letting you believe that there's these strings and this attachment that you don't want to let go of. But you made the decision to move for all the right reasons. However, I need to ask you this question.
Sure.
And I'm not saying moving is a bad thing because I'm seeing that it's you know, it's not let me say this first. The reason you're moving is because you want a fresh start. You want to, it's not that you want a different life, but you want to live your life a little differently than you were. And you feel a new location, new opportunities, new people, new social life. And that's all well and good. Mm-hmm. And I would very much like to ask you if, are you going to change the person you are when you move?
Hmm. That's a good question. Mm. I think for me, it's not that I'm going to change who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I feel like I will be allowed to really express more of who I am.
Because you feel that if you try to do it in the current location, people have you pigeonholed as one way, and you don't want to have those tags placed on you. You want to be who you want to be. And I always say, let your freak flag fly, but that doesn't mean you're a freak, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. All right, so.
I don't know why that was funny, but that's just kidding.
I know. It's, I laugh at it when I say it, so it's okay.
I love it.
Okay. So when you move, you're going to just be who you are, but more who you've always wanted to be. The only thing I'm going to say to you is, oftentimes, unless you're in a very small community where everybody knew your situation and you feel like you've got these barriers built around you, which is, I think, part of what's going on, I think you can move, and that's okay. But remember, you still have the ability to do that right where you are, okay? Yeah. You might want to move out of your current immediate location, perhaps, but I find that a lot of times people move because they feel like they could just be this new, have this new persona. We see this a lot when people move. We see this a lot when kids graduate from high school and go to college. All of a sudden they're out of the school where they grew up with these kids from kindergarten. They could be totally different people, and often they are. They're usually more confident, and they try things, and they're more outgoing. And I would say that that's part of what you want to do, too. But there's also something else you want to do. I see that you have what gifts do you possess? Because I see you have a certain gift that you possess. What is that?
Oh, boy. Well, I'd love to speak.
But what do you want to speak on?
I feel like I want to speak on my experience, on the things in which I have experienced.
So why can't you do that where you are? Why can't you do that where you are?
Because I feel like I just don't. For me, I feel like where I'm at, it doesn't support me.
Okay, so you need a place that's a little bit more less conservative.
Yes, and I feel like the doors. I just feel that I cannot grow where I'm at. I feel like the pot is too small now. And I feel I can't grow because I feel like I've exhausted everything. The doors are closed. I mean, I could knock down a door if I wanted to.
Okay.
And I just feel like I'm now in this waiting
holding pattern. Point.
Yes, I'm in this holding pattern, and it's like, what is it that you want to do with, that you want to go? And I've become so comfortable with where I'm at and with what I've always done, that it's no longer becoming comfortable for me anymore.
Okay, I understand. I understand completely.
Because it's like all the doors that I've been knocking on, they're just not opening, and I'm feeling that I don't have the drive to do it anymore. I just feel like I think everything is exhausted for me here, and it's not a bad thing.
No. I guess my concern is, and this is this is why I keep bringing it up. And I'm nothing if not honest. My concern is, you're going to have you're going to hit the same barriers in a new location. The only difference is psychologically you will feel it's new and fresh and you have more opportunity, and that will keep you pounding the pavement and doing what you need to do to get your word out there. Okay? But the reality is you still can do it where you are. It's just that you don't realize you can, and if you don't think you can, you won't. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Okay.
I do. But there's a part of me
that I
don't.
So I just want to put that out there.
There's a part of me that I don't want to do it here.
Mm, yeah. And then in that case, it's time to move.
I really don't. It's like I don't. It's like I don't want to be in this location any longer. I don't want to be in this apartment any longer.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to be in this environment
right
any longer.
I understand.
Because nothing, I for me personally, it's comfortable for me. It's very, very comfortable for me, and I feel like I've painted myself, you know, in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that to myself. No one's put me there. I've done that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've become
right.
very content. Because it's easy. I don't have to. It was just easy. I've been doing the same thing for so many years. Why? It's because I'm comfortable with it and I know what I'm doing. I have not stepped outside of the box.
So you want a little adventure too?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I do. I want that adventure, and it's time for me to kind of outgrow, living
yeah.
with my mom. She wants
time.
Her space. I want my space. And
totally
it's
understand.
Like I haven't gathered any more friends. The
right.
same thing with work. Nothing is it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like
yep.
it's getting to a point where it's becoming depressing and I don't have the energy.
Okay. When you are depressed in your current location, then it is definitely time to move on. And in that case, then I agree with you. I just wanted to make sure you didn't assume that you wouldn't have to be motivational and self-motivate yourself in a new location, because you're going to have to. But as long as you recognize that it's a state of mind, not
absolutely.
The state that you're in. Okay? All right.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and
perfect.
it's because I could be here. I could be here for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Mhm. Mhm. I
for the
I believe
rest
you
of
could,
my life because
but
it's
that's
so
too
because
comfortable
it's so comfortable.
And that's not exciting. I understand completely. Then it is
yes.
time for you to move on, and I suggest that you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And do me a favor. Let
sure.
me know how you make out. Call us back. We want to know. Okay.
I will.
You're going to do well. Just remember. Have
mm-hmm.
faith. Don't let your faith go by the wayside because everything you do has to be on faith, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Because this journey here, I'm taking nothing with me except for my clothing. And
God bless you.
Really, I mean, there's no furniture that's coming with me. It is my clothes,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. And the same thing with money and job. It's like it's time to go. I don't know where I don't know where this is going to lead me, but I have to have faith that God is leading me.
Well, of course. And if you don't give up that faith, you'll be fine. And what I will say is this. Move to your location, but then jump in with both feet. Don't test
yes.
the water with one toe, okay?
Absolutely. And I've done
okay.
that all my life.
Yeah,
is
right. I know.
Toe
that's
in.
What I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Time
dip
to jump in with both
in.
Feet.
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, I look
Absolutely.
Forward to hearing how you do. I know you're going to do well. As long as you keep your faith and jump in with both feet, it'll be a really good ride,
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank
Wonderful.
You so much.
You're
Blessings
so welcome.
You.
God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Bye-bye
right,
now. How wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's exciting to start, you know.
Pull up and just. Go.
Pull up stakes and go somewhere,
Good
and
for her.
That's you know, and it is scary, but you know, scary is just we fear the unknown. We don't know. We don't know, right?
And a lot of us get stuck in that comfortable.
Right.
And you just stay and stay.
And you
and
stay.
Thinking, well, this is what I'm used to. This is what I, you know, I'm comfortable
right.
with, whether you're happy or
not. Or not, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so what ends up happening is you stay. And then all those years go by and you look back. And then you think, well, I've let too much time
yeah.
go by. I can't make a change now.
Right.
So I say let
you
her freak flag fly. There
yeah.
we go. She's going to let it happen. We'll be back in two. Producer just corrected me. Aguilera. Okay, so sorry. We want to welcome everybody back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host, Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica. Hello.
yeah, that's right. I'm still here. I forgot where I was.
No, I didn't have my headset on exactly
right. I know. You were fiddling with it. And we like that. I know Kelly's in the chat room, and she says she loves Maroon 5, and I do too. I think they're great.
Me too.
I like their lead singer. He's a cutie. He's a hottie. What's
Is
his
it?
Name?
Oh,
yeah.
I have no idea.
He's the same guy that was on The Voice. And if I just stutter.
I don't watch The Voice, so I don't know.
What is his name? He's so hot. I can't, well, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but.
Why?
Well, I can say that. My husband's not listening to the show tonight.
See?
So I can say it. He's really hot. He's got a great body. Okay. All right. So Yeah, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take another caller because I'm shortening the show tonight because I'm in great discomfort.
Yes, you're
in mucho pain tonight. Mucho pain. I just stood up. And how much
and
cracking?
It cracked.
My back went... That was horrible.
You don't even need a chiropractor. It does it itself.
Please. Oh, God. I'll tell you. All righty. We've got Trish on the line. Hi, Trish. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you doing today, Dr. Zinni?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling you tonight because I have some good news.
Let me hear it.
All right. This job is with Banquet Serving. And I don't know why, but I just feel very, very good about this job. Like, I usually feel iffy when I go to apply to jobs. Like, yeah, they may not contact me. But for some reason, I'm feeling very, very positive about this one. And what I wanted to know tonight is, do you see me getting this for sure?
I'm seeing right now what the angels are showing me is that, yes, you're going to get this job. And so that's a very good thing, and I can tell you're really happy. You could feel when the energy
excited.
Is the right way. Yeah, that's good. Well, and they gave you the feedback that you needed to hear, too. They told you it was going. I mean, they basically told you that they really liked you and they thought you'd be a good fit, didn't they?
Well, the lady who I spoke with didn't say those exact words. But it's just the aura, the vibe that she was giving me. Like, when I went in there to fill out an application, it was about four other people filling it out with me. And everyone else who finished before me, they were like, it looks good, but we'll give you a call if we can find anything for you. And then when they viewed mine, they took a look at it for a while, and then they was like, wait, hold on. Have a seat in our waiting room. We'll have somebody speak to you soon. And it just made me feel very, very good. And I went to talk to one of their supervisors. She kind of gave me like a mini interview. And then she said she'll call me in a couple of days. So I was very excited. But, you know, as soon as you hear I'm going to call you, that puts the doubt in your mind. Like, I'm hoping that you do.
Well, I think the job that you interviewed for is one they weren't ready to put somebody in at this moment, but they are going to have an opening or have one opening almost immediately. So that's why she needed to talk to somebody about it, and I think that you will get this job. Now, does that mean you're going to start in a couple of days? No, but I think it may take 2 weeks before you start, but I do see this coming through.
2 weeks at the latest?
No, I don't want to say that. It could be sooner.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it could be sooner. So, it could be sooner. But will it take longer than 2 weeks? No, I don't believe it will.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, yeah. So I will say a prayer for you.
Yeah, and then the ironic thing was I have the Bible application on my phone. And remind you, I never got a notice like this ever, and I had this phone for about 2 months. I unlocked it, and it was a notification saying that even 5 minutes with the Bible can make a difference in your life. And they said, would you like to try it out now? And I'm like, I never got a notification like this before, so is that telling me something?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's telling you that it's time to have faith and to start believing, and that thing, you know, good things are going to happen. You had a little bit of a rough spot. You had a little bit of a downtime, and you wanted to move on to beyond whatever it was you were doing before, and you wanted to move into something that was a little more professional. And now you've been focusing on that, and it's hard sometimes to break out of what you were doing into something that's more professional, and I think now you're going to have the opportunity to do that. And I'm going to encourage you, though, to remember, you know, go to work for this company, but if another opportunity pops up that looks even better, it is okay to go to that other opportunity, because right now it's all about opportunity, and you need to take advantage of all of them because you'll do very, very well. You have the right work ethic most of the time, if you get to work on time, right?
right. That's my biggest issue.
Yeah, I know. So if you get to work on time, you will they will very much appreciate the work you do and the way in which you do it. So I don't see you having a problem with that at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And I had one more question. I'm not going to take up too much of your time.
Okay.
Well, you know, my past relationship or whatever, I encountered with him not too long ago. And when we encountered, it just seemed like he told me he thinks about me a lot and he can't take his mind off me. And he just wanted to spend a lot of time with me. So a part of me wanted to believe him, but another part of me wasn't quite sure. Like, I wanted to know, was this, the way he was feeling, was it true? Or was it, I don't know, was it just something to make me feel better?
I'm going to tell you that what he said was true, and it also made you feel better. But what he said was true. But I believe that this person still has a lot of maturing to do, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. And I think that it's going to be about, give or take, 2 years before this person matures to the point where he actually can bring to the table what he needs to bring to the table so that it can be a healthy relationship for the future. So I think he means what he says, but at the same time, he's only as mature as he is mature. So you're going to have to give him a little bit of growth and know that and be patient, and then I think everything will work out really work out well. You know, you just got to give it that time, okay?
Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I remember you telling me it's somebody else coming.
Mm-hmm. And that somebody else is still coming.
Right, because I wanted to know, did I meet him yet? Am I encountering with him now?
That's a very good question. Let me ask you this question. The person that I see you meeting, I see him having like a beard, like a goatee. Does that make sense?
Well, a lot of guys where I live have goatees.
Okay.
If it isn't a goatee, it's a Sunni, because it's like. Well, I live in Philadelphia, so it's
okay.
Like
you're
a
Philly girl. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to tell you that that I see the name Brian right now. I don't know why, but I do see the name Brian. So I want to just throw that out there. Write that down. I don't know how he's going to fit into the picture, but I do see that name. So keep that in mind. And like I said, the other gentleman that said the kind words to you, he meant the kind words, but it is going to be about 2 years before he matures. So you should start, enjoying yourself.
Because
you can't take that relationship seriously because he is unable to take it seriously at this point in time, but that will change down the road, okay?
Right. Right.
Okay. Wonderful.
And is it still okay that I date other people? Like, I don't want to.
Absolutely.
A part of me sometimes feel like, okay, maybe I should be on hold and just wait for this mystery guy to come. But, I mean, a lot of guys approach me, so I don't want to feel like I'm on hold, but sometimes that thought comes in my head, like, you know what?
This is not going to
end up working out. So just have fun for the moment.
And this is kind of how I, the one reason why, and I'm going to say this, and you're all going to be like, what, you're saying this? This is some of the reasons why I think that readings can be good, but they can also sometimes kind of cause people to create a holding pattern, because I told you that he would mature in 2 years and that a relationship would be possible if you so choose to have it with him at that time. However, the other thing you need to know is that you don't want to put your life on hold for 2 years. And God will allow the fates to work the way they're supposed to so that when it comes time, the possibility is going to be there. It will be your choice. But if you stop living your life and you stop having meaningful relationships between now and then, it's possible you can change the outcome because you're not doing what it is you were supposed to be doing because of this information. So it's really important that you go ahead and you do it that way, okay?
So basically,
you have to date people.
Basically know the information but live anyway.
Right, correct. Absolutely correct. Okay? Don't hold up on another relationship, though, okay? Because you want to, you are going to have that other meaningful relationship, and it's important that that happen for all the puzzle pieces to snap into place, okay?
Yeah, it's just the only frustrating part about that is having to choose, especially if I like them both, you know what I mean?
I know, but you know what? One is a healthy relationship for you, and one will not be a healthy relationship, and you'll have to decide which one that is and then move forward from there, okay?
Okay, no problem, Dr. Jenny.
All right, wonderful.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Trish. Many blessings to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was great. And, you know, I want to make a little announcement here. Susie Q, our chat room mom, she's under Susie B in the chat room, Susie B1202. She was very kind to have sent me a lovely gift, actually brought a lovely gift of a gorgeous angel bracelet that was absolutely, absolutely beautiful. And she is involved with this organization that is trying to sell over $1 million of these bracelets, and it's an organization called Transforming Lives and Helping Others. And it's a wonderful organization, and she's going to be doing work for them, and she's posted the website in the chat room. And if you are interested in purchasing one of those bracelets, all I'll ask you to do is to you could go to the website, which is www.tlho.net/. That's tlho.net/, and under salesperson, just put Susie's name, Susie B, and they'll know who that is. And these are gorgeous, gorgeous bracelets. They're very inexpensive. They look beautiful, and I'm telling you, it's going to be such great work. And it has the bracelets that they're selling are angel bracelets, and it has I'm sorry, she's going to shoot me, and I look at it all the time, and I wear it all the time.
If you had it on, we would know.
Right. That's it. It's Psalm 91. That's what it was. Psalm 91. Okay, that's what it is. Thank you. And Susie, the greatest quality. They're beautiful. So if you get a chance, go there because it would help out this organization and it would help out all the people that are doing it. And they're going to be doing some really good things for a lot of people. So I will announce this again next week because I'm telling you, once you get one, you're going to want to order it for your friends too.
Well, and it sounds like it's probably for a good cause.
Well, it is a good cause.
So we need to know more about the cause.
Right. So we're going to have Susie call in next week and kind of explain it to us and go from there. We're going to take one more caller after this break, and then we're going to call in tonight because Dr. Jeannie's back is snapping in two. We'll be back in a minute.
Know it all, well, you think you know it all, but you don't know a thing at all, ain't it? Ain't it something, y'all, when somebody tells you something about you, think that they know you more than you do, so you take it down, another pill to swallow.
And welcome back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jenny. I'm here with my co-hostess with the mostest.
Jessica
Muller. Oh, can I say your last name?
No.
Oh, I just said, okay, I didn't say it. I mumbled it. No one heard me. They'll replay it. They'll listen to it. You're going to have stalkers. Okay.
You're so supportive. Thanks.
I know. Everyone needs it. Kelly in our chat room has a really cute supporter named Brian.
A supporter
or stalker, depending on how, you know, you decide.
Stalkers,
to...
I have enough problems in my life. I
stalker, know. Yeah, she's saying stalker. He is a stalker. He really has, and he is and continues to be a stalker. We're going to go ahead and take one more caller because I probably can only last for one more caller because I'm a little bit of discomfort here. So this caller has not been screened yet. It's area code 520. And,
hi, Dr. Jenny.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Lisa. I'm so sorry about your back.
Oh, thank you. It will heal. It's something I've been dealing with since I was a little kid. I've always had back issues, but it could be worse. So thank you for saying that. I just got to get through the icky part, which is the part that makes you want to scream. So that sounds
I'm
not in pain at all.
I know, right?
So Lisa,
I've had back problems, and it can hurt almost worse than childbirth.
As a matter of fact, I have to agree with you. But I will say this. This is not the worst back pain I've experienced, and it has been worse to the point where I couldn't walk. And so, you know, you take the good with the bad. It always gets better, and that's all that really matters. So you know it's going to get better, and there's light at the end of the tunnel, thank God.
Oh, well, you're inspirational for many of us. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. How can I help you tonight?
Well, Dr. Jenny, I wanted to know what you saw for me. I am always sending out my stuff to different places that I would like for them to consider taking me on, samples of my work and that kind of thing. And recently, I contacted two or three different huge companies and mm-hmm. organizations. They're very well known. And I wonder if you saw me being contacted by them the summer, before the summer ends.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. Does this have something to do with, like, artwork, like pictures, photography, camera work, anything like that?
That is something that people can see, but it's not my...
It's not what's being offered. Okay. All right.
I would do it. It's more in the writing.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that the first answer I'm getting is yes, not by both companies, just by one company. And it's not going to be, like, massive. It's going to be kind of like a test run, if that makes sense. What I see is they're gonna allow you to do something, and then they're going to see how that goes. And if that goes well, then you're going to get more. I don't know how else to explain it, but that's the way it's being shown to me. So that's the way I have to explain it to you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you get a feeling that they might be calling soon?
I can tell you that you can be very comfortable in knowing they're going to call probably... I'm asking, hold on, I have to see if this is days or weeks, so hold on a second. Between now and 2.5-3 weeks from now, which maybe isn't as soon as you'd like it to be, but that's not the worst either. So I'm saying between now and, let's say, 3 weeks, because I'm buying myself a little hedge time there. And so between now and 3 weeks from now, they will call you. And you're going to get a block of work. I don't know how else to explain it, but I think you know what I mean.
Okay.
Do you?
It wouldn't be foreign to me if they were to suggest, as a work gig, you know, or
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing, like an assignment.
Right. Mm-hmm. I kind of see like that's probably what it's going to be. They're going to test you. They have to. But I see that if you bring to the table what you can, and I know you will bring to the table, not going to be a problem. And the rest of the work will follow, okay?
Oh, okay. So I passed the test then.
I guess you did, yeah. I guess you did. And you know what? You've been waiting for a long time, I see, and this is really important for you and to you. And so congratulations on that. Just give it the time for it to pan out. It will pan out, and everything will work the way you want it to. Okay?
Oh, my heavens. I have another question. That 800 number that you have listed on your blog,
yeah.
Or the blog post, is that still a number to reach you?
Absolutely. That number is 1-800-375-3446. And anyone who's looking for a private reading can call me at that number.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Listen,
and
thank you so much.
I wish you so well on your back, and thank you for sharing your words of healing,
you're
inspiration,
welcome.
How you look at
thank
it.
You.
Because
God bless you.
I know it can be painful.
Well, this too shall pass. Listen, God bless you. Thanks for calling in, okay?
God bless you too. Can I listen to
thank
your show?
You. Well, you know what? You can. We're about to end it, but please stay on, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Alrighty, folks, it's been another great night. We are cutting the show a little short tonight. I know we're only an hour and 15 minutes into it, but
yeah, you are done.
I'm done. My back is just a little sore, and I've got to get in a different position here. So I'm going to thank everybody for calling in tonight and for listening and being in the chat room. And we'll make sure we have more information on those bracelets, those wonderful
definitely.
Bracelets that Susie's involved in, that wonderful organization. And maybe Jay, Reverend Jay, will have an announcement to make next week. Let's see. I don't know if he'll be ready to make that announcement. So there's a lot of good things coming up next week. And I'll ask everybody to say a little prayer for me and my back so that it heals quickly and fast and painlessly.
Yes,
very
fine.
Quickly.
We
yes, it will.
I'm going to give you a prayer.
Yeah, amen. So listen, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next Wednesday night, 8 p.m., here on the
Christian Psychic Cafe.
Thank you. I think I got to go take this. I don't know. It's sad. I know. Let's get some more here.
The